Evening. How are we? Excellent. We turn this evening to the second Al-Khayt. We began Al-Khayt, bonus of Varatzon. We apologize, and not necessarily apologize, but ask for mercy. Ask for Slecha, Kapara, Mechila, for the things that we have done which were willing, baratzon uva'ones, and things that were under duress or not within our purview. And then the second al-chayt, staying with the aleph, because we have two alephs, two beis, two gimel, two dalet. We have ba'ones of baratzon, and the second al-chayt, and what do you know? Al-chayt shachatanu lefanecha. Wow, all right, yeah. Be'imutz halev. Guess you guys remember this from last year. Be'imutz halev. Now, what is imutz halev? What is imutz halev? What is imutz? The Oscar provides a translation that we did with a hard heart. Now, where does hard heart come up in Tanakh? If you were to think of just Paro, just instinctively, does it ever say imutz halev with Paro? What? Right, kaf bet dalet. That literally means heavy, weighty, or hardened. So, what is imutz halev? We're not saying bekavod halev, bekvedut halev. What is imutz halev? And it turns out that actually, the root, Aleph Mem Tzadi, comes up a number of times in Tanakh, and it's not always negative. Where does it come up in a positive way? Chazak ve'ematz. What does chazak ve'ematz mean? Chazak, be strong, ve'ematz. Same kind of thing, right? Be strong. It usually is read as be resolute, have courage. Chazak ve'ematz is repeated again and again to Yehoshua to have strength. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the people this in the book of Dvarim, Chizku ve'imtzu. Be strong, be resolute. Al tira'u, don't fear when you come against enemies. It's not a negative trait per se. In fact, at the beginning of Dvarim Perek Gimel, Hashem says, "V'tzavet Yahshua." Hashem tells Moshe, "Command Joshua v'chazkei v'imseyu, give him strength and make him resolute. Encourage this trait within him." And there's only one time, really, we're told not to have imut halev in the Torah. And this is when we confront someone who is in need. We're told, "Ki yevecha evyon mechad echecha." When you have an impoverished person among your brethren in the land, "Bechad sharecha lo ta'ametz et levavcha." Do not be resolute. Do not have courage. Do not be brave. Et levecha, your heart. Lo titpatz et yadcha, and don't close your hand. So the root ta'ametz et levavcha is an odd one, because it doesn't mean, simply speaking, to have a hard heart. When you're going to war, we don't tell you have a hard heart. You're thinking about winning for the nation. You're thinking about saving the future. You're thinking about bringing your nation to autonomy. It's not about having a hard heart or being inconsiderate. It seems to me that imutz halev means to shut off one's emotive responders. So when you're at war, don't start thinking about, I might die, somebody might get hurt, I can't look at the face of another human being and go to war with them. Close off your emotive responder. That's chizk of imtzu, and sometimes we need that. Sometimes we are told to make it through the day, to overcome challenges, to make it through the hurdles of life. Chizk of imtzu, you need to sometimes shut down your emotive responders. We have to make difficult choices all the time. And if we were engaged with our emotive response all the time, it would be impossible to traverse the landscape of life. But there are times when we have to shut that down. We're told, when you face someone in need, lo ta'amet, said levavcha. Engage that emotive response. Don't start thinking about legally, am I obligated? Did this person really need it? If I don't give, maybe somebody else will give. We're told, actually release your heart. Go by your emotions and open your hand. It strikes me that when we say, al chayt shechatanu lefanecha be'imutz halev, yesterday we said, ba'onis of aratzim. Things that I do willingly, I take responsibility for. And things that were entirely accidental, I'm not taking responsibility in legal, culpable terms. I didn't do it on purpose, but I'm recognizing that I have remorse over being an instrument of bad. And when we say be'imutz halev, we're saying maybe there were times where I didn't do it intentionally. And it wasn't under duress. It wasn't an accident, but there are times in life when maybe I was brave or resolute when I shouldn't have been. When I tried to be firm and make moral calculations and strong decisions and make courage to go forward, when I should have engaged that emotive response, I should have opened up a little bit and made calculations not on the basis of what's right and what's wrong, but what is needed. And we turn again, now that we've included, we're no longer just looking for legal culpability, we're also admitting there are times when legally I may not have had to do something, but emotionally, I should have been obliged to respond to this person in need, to this thing that I had to do. And then we turn tomorrow, bivli dat, without knowledge, to again turn to times in life when we don't have control and we express remorse and regret nonetheless.